What's going on, huh? Where are we? When are we?
We're descending toward Hill Valley, California at 4:29 p.m. on Wednesday, October 21st,
2015. You mean we're in the future?
The future, Marty? What do you mean? How can we be in the future?
Jennifer, I don't know how to tell you this, but you're in a time machine.
And this is the year 2015?
October 21st, 2015.
God, so like you weren't kidding.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. There have been no Marty McFly sightings yet today, but he's bound to show up sometime. Today is October 21st, 2015, the date McFly travels to in the movie Back to the Future 2. The Back to the Future trilogy began in 1985 and captured the imagination of a generation, including a guy from Penn Hills named Rick Newman, who went out of his way to restore a DeLorean to look like the fabled car from Back to the Future. It turned out so well that the car was featured as part of a tribute to the movie and its star, Michael J. Fox, on this morning's Live with Kelly and Michael show. Mr. Newman drove the car to New York for the broadcast, and he's making various stops around the Big Apple. He joins us now by phone from New York. Rick Newman, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hi, thank you.
As if I needed to ask, what inspired you to restore a DeLorean to look like the one in Back to the Future?
Well, Back to the Future came out when I was nine, and like most kids that age, I thought it was the greatest car in the world. And then a few years back, I saw somebody else. I saw a private owner of one, and I thought, like, I had never even given it a second thought that that was a possibility. I always thought, you know, I want to see the car. I got to go to Universal Studios. As soon as I saw that somebody else owned one, I set out to find a DeLorean and turn it into this.
So where did you find your DeLorean? Where did you have to look?
You know what? I was looking at all kinds of outlets, but ultimately I found mine on eBay.
Who knew?
Yeah, of all places. Yeah, it was in Richmond, Virginia, so I drove down and rented a U-Haul trailer and brought the thing back home.
But that wasn't good enough. You wanted to find one and turn it into the car that takes Christopher Lloyd and Marty McFly, or Michael J. Fox in this case, to 2015. So how did you do that?
Well, I was researching. I knew there was a few different builders around the nation that did it. And I went and visited one, but ultimately I didn't pick them. And then I came across Bruce Coulomb down in Orlando, Florida. And when I found out that he works on the one that sits at Universal Studios, I thought, all right, he's my guy. He's not someone that's freeze-framing the movie and building it. He sees the real car. So I shipped it to him, and he converted it to a street-legal replica.
And what all did he have to do to, you know, make it satisfying to you, to allow you to go back to being that nine-year-old kid and feeling like I'm really driving the car, the DeLorean that's in the movie?
You know, it's funny. At first, I thought I was just going to send it to him and then convert it, but we actually went over, like, every square inch of the car, like, every last part, and it was like, all right, do you want this or don't you? And if you want it, do you want the real thing or, like, the real electronic part or, like, a Frankenstein version of it? Like, so the cost of a conversion is so huge. I mean, it's anywhere between 20 and 50 grand, and I had him do, like, the biggest stuff, and anything that I could do myself, I just said, don't do it. I'll do it when I get the car back.
So give me an example of one of the big things that he did that you paid for the real deal.
Oh, when it came to, like, putting the flux bands on the outside of the car and building a flux capacitor that fluxes and all the major stuff, I left that all to him.
But it's all in there, huh?
Oh, it does everything. I mean, all the bells and whistles, the lights, the sounds, the rear vents blow smoke. It's pretty cool. I'm just like a big kid with this thing.
And the DeLorean, you know, for people that don't know, just describe the basic DeLorean. I mean, they were made of stainless steel, so they're, you know,
yeah,
they're... Go ahead.
Oh, no, yeah, I was going to say it had a steel frame, but yeah, the whole body was stainless steel. And they only built like 9,000 of them in 81, 2, and 3. I believe there's like 6,000 some of them still around. And that I know of, there's probably about a couple dozen of them that are time machines.
And they're very low to the ground, so they're not an easy car to get in and out of, especially if you're a bigger guy, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. If you're tall or big, it's not good. And then it doesn't help the Pittsburgh potholes when I'm like 3-4 inch ground clearance.
And of course, they have the gull wing doors, which were part of that iconic look. So it's a fun car to drive, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it's a blast. I mean, it's driving the car. It's like a whole different world. Like everybody's beeping at you, waving at you, thumbs up, and everybody's filming you and taking pictures. It's an experience.
We're talking with Rick Newman of Penn Hills, who has a DeLorean that he turned into an almost exact replica of the car from Back to the Future, so much so that when the Kelly and Michael show decided to do a Back to the Future tribute today, they asked Rick to bring his car to New York, which he did. And so, Rick, what happened at the Kelly and Michael show today? How did it go?
Oh, my gosh. It was fantastic as everybody on the set was so happy to see me bring the car. And, like, I mean, they said they don't even see this kind of action for, like, people celebrities. It was funny. I mean, I had the car in the middle of the studio floor, like, 2 hours before the show, and everybody was out taking pictures and sitting in it. And then they got the car into position. And they were so great about letting me be just out in the open. And so I was standing just off camera at the back of my car, like able to look behind the screen, and I was actually talking to Michael J. Fox while they were waiting to raise the curtain on him. It was just unreal. I couldn't believe I was standing there talking to the guy.
Yeah, I mean, there you were talking to the actual Marty McFly, and so
yeah.
So how did that go? You said he was a nice fellow.
Oh, he was really friendly, really nice. He and so generous too. I made the comment to him that I had met Christopher Lloyd and Bob Gale, and they signed the driver's side visor. So he signed my passenger side visor, so I'm really happy about that.
So you're covered. You've got the autographs of all of the or most of the major stars from the movie.
Yeah.
And
really all I need now is Leah Thompson, then I'll be set.
she's out there somewhere. She might
be. You know what? She's up here in New York right now. I think the whole cast is up here right now.
Well, you're going to have to go find her.
I know, really. I think they're all doing Kimmel. I don't know if it's Jimmy Kimmel or somebody's filming here today with all of them.
And Leah might look actually a lot like she did, later in life as the mom in the movie, by now. Because it's, it's 30 years later. Who else has used your DeLorean?
I've used it for various, like, Comic Cons and private parties, and I've had couples use it for save the date cards and just all kinds of crazy uses for it.
Didn't I see that? Didn't I see it in an episode of Pittsburgh Dad?
Yeah, how could I forget? Chris and Kurt, that was just a blast shooting with them.
What was the premise for that?
What do you mean, like what the storyline of it was?
Yeah, does Pittsburgh Dad go into the future?
No, actually, he goes back to three different times. The first time, he just strictly wants to go back to any time when Hills was still around so he can get an icy and a soft pretzel. And then he goes back to... And then that's followed by a trip to insert himself into the Kennywood Memories video. And then the last time he goes back to is to see the Immaculate Reception at the Three River Stadium.
Which
really cool is he let me be an extra standing next to him in the stands wearing my 70s clothes. It was pretty cool.
Very nice. Very nice. So now you're still in New York, and your trip is not over, because after Kelly and Michael got through with you, Michael Strahan, but Michael J. Fox, you are making other appearances in New York. Where else are you going today and for the next couple of days?
Actually, right now I'm headed to the Javits Convention Center. There's the Photo Expo, Photo Plus Expo 2015 is going on with all of the major camera manufacturers, and I will be at the Samsung booth until Saturday at 4 p.m. I'll be there every day till Saturday.
So this has to be like a dream trip for you.
Yeah, I'll tell you, man, I never would have dreamed turning my car into this would have allowed me all these opportunities to meet people and it's been incredible.
So before I leave you, Rick Newman, are you hoping that there will be a Back to the Future 4?
No, actually, I already know that there won't be, because Bob Gale and Bob Zemeckis swore that as long as they were alive, they would never let it happen. And I think everybody's happy they're not going to let that get ruined by a reboot.
Probably a good idea.
Yeah, it's such a perfect franchise.
Exactly. And Rick Newman has been our guest. He is a Penn Hills resident who has restored a DeLorean to look like the one from the Back to the Future movie. And as you've heard, it's been in demand, particularly all over New York today, the day that Marty McFly returns to, October 21st, 2015. And in honor of the date in the movie, Row House Cinema will show all three films in order on the big screen today, beginning at 5 p.m. Coming up, we'll travel to Johnstown to learn about something called the Steeples Project. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.